from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't gotta do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write.
He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops, we're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
you better run. Yeah, I predict an earthquake.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to witness.
Morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Gosh, we had a busy day on the radio show today. Very busy day on the radio show today. A little different than your average Friday. Because sadly, Jason Smith could not be with us. He's off lollygagging. It is the time for lollygagging. And so wherever you are lollygagging, I hope you're having a fine time. Jason Smith, off somewhere lollygagging. But we have done our best. And then Chris Harrington, off somewhere...
I think he has an appointment.
Of some type, dentist, whatever, something. Chris had to miss. So what were we to do? Next man up, right?
Yes, now, of course, obviously. That's what we do. Yeah.
I believe on this show, and I think we coined the term, we have a next man up mentality.
Correct. I believe you're the first person to ever say that.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have a next man up mentality. And so here's what we're going to do. In the next segment, and I've been trying to put this one together for a little bit, Jim Whalen is a professor at the University of Memphis and a founder of the gambling clinic over there. Now, they have done spots for us, but this is not, just so you know, this is not a going to be a 15-minute spot. I'm just, before, the truth of the matter is, Jim's kids and my kids went to school together back at the Lippman School back way back when. And I've been fascinated by what they do over there for a long time at the University of Memphis. And then I was actually at a party. It was a Valentine's party of the official sex therapist of the Jeff Calkins Show, Jennifer Valley. And he was there. And I asked him, like, what has happened now that gambling apps are on every phone? Has demand boomed? Are you seeing many, many, many more people whose lives are ruined? Like, what has been the impact? And I was surprised by what I heard. And so I've been trying to get Jim to come on. We've been trying to just find the right moment to get him to come on because they do great work over there. And obviously, as much as gambling has become a part of sports, and wasn't it just this week we saw the Jonte Porter stuff come down, right?
He pled guilty.
Yeah, he pled guilty just this week. There are those ripples from it. And so we're going to have Dr. James Whalen, join us in the next segment to talk about all of that. So I'm super intrigued to have him on. We do not have Chris Harrington over at the Daily Memphian. It is the best outlet in the universe for covering the Memphis Grizzlies, because we've got Chris Harrington and we've got Drew Hill. And they complement each other extraordinarily well. And Drew has been out at Summer League. And so, no Chris, let's get Drew. Drew's going to join us straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we got Memphis football to talk about. It has been a big summer of commitments and momentum in Memphis football. And so Frank Bonner is going to join us from the Daily Memphian after that. So that is the lineup. We've got Jim Whalen, then we got Drew Hill, and then we got Frank Bonner. So we will be busy for this entire show. And Jeffrey, did you win yesterday?
I did. Unrighted the Right Trivia. Yeah, it came down. It was a back and forth. It was easy questions, which, you know, is not my
that's
favorite.
Not your strength.
But it came down to the final question. He missed. I stole. And that decided the game.
Did it seem as if he was playing honorably?
Oh, Russell always plays honorably.
Plays honorably. Got the tickets to see the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yes.
So that's fun. Okay. The big suspense today, of course, is, and I don't think we know yet, will Zach Edey play? The Grizzlies take on the Kings. It's at 5 p.m. Grizzlies versus the Kings. I will tell you who will not play. Devin Carter will not play.
Okay.
The Kings' first-round pick, 6 months out, 6 months with shoulder surgery. So he will not play. And now, beyond that, it is interesting. Over at, I've talked about the Pulse before. That's the Athletics letter that they send out every morning updating you on what is new in the world of sports. And they always have a what to watch. Once again, their what to watch tonight in the entire universe of sports. Hey, Cubs-Cardinals got a mention. But their what to watch was the Grizzlies Summer League game. And by the way, Bronny is playing tonight. The Grizzlies Summer League game, because of Zach Edey, is why they said that is what you should watch tonight. I ask you, Jeffrey, will we be watching Zach Edey?
I'm going to...
No!
Grit my teeth and say yes.
Yes. Really? Why? Yesterday you were telling me the fact
I know
that Jason March said that boy wants to play means he won't play.
It's terrible.
Because that's what you say when you want to hear.
Here's how I spin zoned it. You ready?
Yeah.
So Jason March, you know, despite being, you know, the head coach for the Hustle, this is not a man that is from the Memphis Grizzlies public speaking
corporate gobbledygook.
Correct. He's not gone through the finishing school, if you will. And I actually have enjoyed having him talk at Summer League because he really does just tell you like whatever he thinks. And it's been kind of refreshing. There's like a moment of like, oh yeah, they can be human beings. I've spin zoned it in my mind that was just him kind of just like the mouth was moving faster. The mouth was moving faster than his brain was.
So you think we will be blessed? And that's what I do think we have to consider it a blessing. You think we will be blessed?
I would say this with all due respect to the Athletic. The Grizzlies are only on something to watch to me if ED plays.
Yeah, but do they know? I don't think they know.
I'm assuming nobody knows. And what I'm saying is, if the Grizzlies don't have ED, I'm not putting that on must watch category.
That is 100% true. But with Zach Edey, I think we get to must-watch category. Okay, I told you the lineup today. That's what's happening with the Grizzlies tonight. Also, by the way, locally, and I mentioned it before, the Ed Murphy Classic is underway, a truly world-class track tournament, track event here in Memphis, including pole vaulting on Beale Street tomorrow night. So make sure you plug into that if you're interested. But Jeffrey, it was such a grab bag of sports topics that have intrigued me. I have in the open here five things I want to talk about. Let's go through them.
Number one
is a college football issue. It has been brought to my attention, and it is this. Should Mike Leach be in the College Football Hall of Fame? He's not going to be eligible for two more years. It's 3 years after you stop coaching, right?
Correct.
Here's the issue.
It's the win percentage.
There is a requirement that you have to have won 60% of your games. That is why Howard Schnellenberger is not in, which is stupid. Can we agree?
100%.
Can we agree that Howard Schnellenberger, it's stupid that he is not in the College Football Hall of Fame. Mike Leach's winning percentage was 59.6. That is not 60%. What would you do? What should they do? What do you expect them to do?
So they've been digging their heels in and saying, like, the standard is the standard. But I want to be perfectly clear. This has nothing to do with my love of Mike Leach. This has everything to do with, it is so dumb to put a win percentage standard in a sport that's by its definition has never been equitable. A 60% win percentage at Alabama is not the same thing as a 60% win percentage at Texas Tech, Washington State, and Mississippi State. Like, it's so beyond stupid. And there's, you know, now then you think about it in these terms, the whole point of the Hall of Fame is to like write history. Who has been as influential in college football in terms of the way the game is?
I think we can acknowledge it is this. It would be absurd if Mike Leach were not in the College Football Hall of Fame. It is absurd that Howard Schnellenberger is not, honestly. But it would be absurd. The guy has had an incredible impact in the way the game is played, which is literally the essence of it. You cannot. It's the old, you cannot tell the history of the sport without Mike Leach. And so it's preposterous. It does make you, like, they also have a rule that if you're a player, you have to have been a first-team All-American. I do understand the importance of standards, right?
I want to be clear. I'm a big, like, you're a great inflation guy, and I think you're a commie for that.
Yeah, but I do think standards can matter in circumstance, but here's the if you had a player, I mean, whatever, I don't know, like if Major League Baseball Hall of Fame does not have X number of hits as a minimum. Here's what actually happens though, is that people, the voters generally say you need this number of wins or this number of hits.
They do it like inherently.
But there's wiggle room. Like there's, okay, he didn't hit the standard for, you know, wins as a pitcher, but for 5 years he was the most dominant. Like a Hall of Fame is a subjective thing, and it shouldn't be reduced to standards, particularly as you point out in the world of college football, where it's inherently unequal. Anyone, a dead man would go, would win 60% of their games at Alabama.
Every coach since Bear Bryant has won at least 10 games, and they've had some incompetent ones.
It's just crazy. So it's an interesting dilemma. And then the other little issue here is that he just won, but the year before he died, he won 8 games, right? Yeah. And so he was going to get to, you know, now that he was at Mississippi State, no, Mississippi State isn't at Alabama, but in the SEC now, you play non-conference game, you're going to win, you're going to go 8-4 or so, you know, whatever.
Well, Zach would have gotten to,
yeah, no, he did not. He would have gotten to 60% of his 60% yes, easily had he not died.
100%.
So it's a preposterous standard. Unrelated. We're not moving on to number two yet. We did have the news that Monty Kiffin passed away, Lane's dad, and obviously a legendary coach in his own right. I don't know. During your, did you ever brush up against Monty Kiffin? He traveled with Lane everywhere he went at the end. Like when he went from being this legendary coordinator in the NFL to a guy who worked on Lane staffs. Did you ever bump into him? He was certainly beloved.
So he came to a couple of practices when Chris Kiffin was on Hugh's staff. And like I shook his hand, but I'd never like had like a conversation or anything with him. But he was perfectly pleasant.
So 13 years as most known for his 13 years as defensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Bucks. It is interesting. Like that team had hellacious defenders on it, right?
He's most known for literally the Tampa 2.
The cover 2 became the Tampa 2, and during those 13 years with the Bucks. Among the, in 1999, they only allowed 228 first downs over the course of the season. In 2000, they had 55 sacks over the course of the season. 2002 was probably their best year. They led the league in points given up, fewest points given up, fewest yards given up, and most picks. So obviously a legendary defensive coordinator. And I gotta, like, you never know what the real circumstances of someone's life are. Like, we judge it from afar.
Sure.
But among the things that are endearing about Lane Kiffin, it's his relationship with his dad.
You know? Yeah, I totally would agree. And his reverence for his dad. And for like and someone that reveres nothing, the fact that like when you'd watch him revere his dad, like that, it stood out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Next topic.
Here we go.
Number two.
Paul Skeens has a no-hitter. Second was, it is not a no-hitter. He left after 99 pitches, 7 innings. He's been absolutely incredible. Last night it was against the Brewers. 7 innings, no hits, 1 walk, 11 strikeouts, 99 pitches. He's now had 11 starts. He's 6-0. ERA is 1.9. In 66.5 innings, 12 walks, and 12.1 strikeouts per 9 innings. He's been absolutely sensational. So the two questions that I have, Jeffrey, there are, should he have been pulled after 99 pitches? A lot of people are mad about that. And should he be the starter in the All-Star game?
I just go back and forth on the should he be pulled. If you're the Pirates, I understand wanting to put this guy in bubble wrap. Like, he is so electric. None of this is, like, fraudulent. You watch him pitch, and every time you're left thinking, like, how are you supposed to hit him? Like,
it is totally electric.
I mean,
it is the most electric thing in baseball right
now. Totally agree.
Right?
Like, as the same reaction we would have, like, when we first saw Shohei, that's how I feel when I watch him pitch. And so I do understand that. I just think, like, it's this weird reality that we now have in sports where it's, like, we're so concerned about players that we're asking players not to play. And like, I struggle with that, even though I understand logically, like, what the rationale was. I think I would have left him in.
But where were you on Zach Edey on shutting him down? You know, these things are the same theme.
Correct.
Right?
I want Edey to play too, because I also think with beyond the selfish, like, to me, it's like, yeah, selfishly, I wanted to play because it's something to talk about. But also, like, I told you, like, I had the gut punch when I thought he was going to play game three of Summer League, and he didn't. But the bigger reason for me is he's going to be playing a different style of basketball than he's ever played. I would like him to have more reps and as many reps as possible playing a different style.
Yeah, I'm with you on Zach Edey. On Paul Skeens, here's what I think. If they have a plan and they, before a game begins, right, they think, they come up with a plan. This is the best way to make sure he has a long and healthy career, right? This is the plan. He can pitch whatever.
And it's clearly informed.
And it's clear that they've done it. They've done the studies, and they have settled in advance. This is what we have decided is the best plan. I don't think you can depart from what you think is, by definition, the most likely path to success for him, because he's pitching a no-hitter. Because we want to see it, or because he wants to. Like, he's gonna get. He's going to get no hitters. He's going to get all of these things. He's going to get gazillions of dollars. He's going to get. I don't think if you have decided this is the best plan, I think you have to stick to the best plan. It's different if it's a World Series on the line or something. At that point, you say, all right, well, you know, what's worth it, right? This is an individual award, an individual accomplishment that we want to see in July. It just. And again, I get there are people out there rolling their eyes, and they're saying, once upon a time, pitchers always won nine innings, and we didn't treat them with kid gloves, and then there weren't any injuries. There weren't the injuries. You know what? You don't hear about all the people whose arms were blown out from injuries because they went away.
Well, key difference is now when we do the guys used to, you know, go longer, the other key difference, though, is guys were not max efforting every pitch. I mean, you know, every pitch
Skeens throws is
100 miles an hour. Like, yeah. I get it intellectually. I just also, like, to me, it's like sports are about moments. Like, give me the moment.
For who? For you.
Yeah, absolutely.
With all due respect, I don't, if I'm the Pirates, I don't care about you.
Right. But,
you know what I mean?
But I care about
my incredibly valuable pitcher, and I want him to have a long and successful career.
Listen, I mean, I understand there are people out there saying that maybe I have conflicting agendas because he is going to be playing in the Cardinals division. That has nothing to do with it at all.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Number three.
Yeah, number three, Georgia football. They drive fast, Georgia. We have two more Georgia football players. Mm-hmm. Who've been arrested for reckless driving.
Yeah.
And obviously we have a long history, including deep tragedy at Georgia football involving reckless driving. Is this a problem at Georgia football? Is this a problem in America? How do you look at this? We do not know what the punishments will be, because Kirby Smart has said they know what the punishments will be, and that's enough. And so there you go. Your thoughts on Georgia football players driving fast?
Yeah, I mean, is it a problem in America? Yeah, I mean, you and I have talked about it. It's like if you're going on 240, like, and you hear one coming up right behind you, like it is clearly a problem. I mean, I think at this point you have to say it is a problem for Georgia, but I just don't think it matters. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you and I can sit there and say it's a problem, but it's, you know, we've already had somebody die because of it, and we're not really changing behavior.
It is interesting. Like, the idea of teenagers driving recklessly or young 20s driving recklessly is, listen, if forever, look at your car insurance rates. If you have a beginning driver boy, someone between the ages of 16 and 25, look at your car insurance rates. We have been driving, I say that we because I was there once, we have been driving recklessly for forever. It does feel different. And I've talked to agents and things, and the things that they worry about that they didn't used to. You know,
for sure. Yes, like it's changed.
Our guns and cars.
Yeah,
they didn't used to worry about, can they trace this back to whatever booster gave you the car?
For sure.
Now it's guns and cars, partly Also, this is influenced by NIL. So they're even, you know, I do think they're probably richer than ever. It's more in the open.
Georgia's starting quarterback has a Lamborghini.
Right. So you're not going to drive a Lamborghini 55.
Correct.
Don't you think that's true?
That's,
like, you're just
insulting
not
the car. It's not what it was designed to do.
Right. The car's yelling at you.
Correct.
You know what? That would be like pulling Paul Skeens after 99 pitches, for God's sakes.
Yes.
He's a Lamborghini.
You got to let him drive.
Got to let that guy fly. So they got faster cars. And then there is a culture, as you point out. Look at 240. And it's not just in Memphis. There is a culture of driving fast now.
Not in Germantown, obviously.
We all know Germantown is the one exception. By the way, does the fact that Germantown is able to keep people going the speed limit because they put the fear of God into you?
Yes.
Right?
Did I tell you I got one a couple weeks ago? Driving to my parents. Yeah, so I was at my parents' house, and then Aaliyah needed me to go get gas in her car. And so there was a hero cop that was going the other way. And, you know, clocks.
Got you. He goes going the other way.
Correct. Yeah. Someone's got to explain the science on that one. I was on Forest Hill Irene. It was even dirtier. I was on Forest Hill Irene, and I'm heading towards Winchester. So I'm right there on the line of Germantown. Like, his jurisdiction is within 50 feet of he's like, he can't pull me over. And the hero found a way to get me. Protect and serve.
Does the fact that Germantown is able to do that, should that serve as an abject lesson to all of us that, in fact, if you care enough about speeding, you can stop speeding? Or it's not a fair comparison because
they have nothing else to do.
Right. They don't have bigger fish to fry.
Correct.
They don't have as big an area to police.
Correct.
They don't. It's you know what it's like? It's like comparing Mike Leach's winning percentage to the winning percentage of a coach at Alabama.
Correct.
It all ties together. Yeah. It all ties together.
That's why you're the best,
okay.
Jeff.
I like to be able to pick on Georgia, but not in this instance. Okay. On to the next one.
Number four.
Oh, this involves Georgia as well. We've got updated.
Would you imagine that?
We've got updated. We have updated Heisman odds. And it turns out that your new favorite, because of, honestly, the money that's been coming in, is Dylan Gabriel of the Oregon Ducks.
Mm.
So Dylan Gabriel plus 750. Carson Beck plus 800. Quinn Ewers is plus 900. Jackson Dart plus 1,500. Then you got, you got Nico and Will Howard and Jalen Milroe all at plus 1,600. And Cam Ward and Garrett Nussmeier at plus 2,200. If you right now forget the odds, tell me who is going to win the Heisman. Who would you pick to win the Heisman?
Okay, so I'm trying to think. I don't like Gabriel.
It's Carson Beck. He's the best player on the best team. No, he's the quarterback on the best team. No? Or do you think Will Howard?
I think we're going to find out. Will Howard. Ohio State's about to find out, like, Will Howard is.
Does he have to be that good, though? It's Ohio State. They're loaded.
But, I mean, C.J. Stroud didn't win the Heisman.
No.
I think I would go back, but I also think, like, this is kind of the other thing. I don't think you want to be the Heisman favorite until November, because I don't know. Do you still have your vote?
No.
Okay.
No, I know.
But you
vote.
Also know a large portion of the Heisman voters are not avid college football watchers. And so they tune in at the end of the year. And unless you have this, like, monster game, like, they're not rewarding the whole season. Like, and so when you're the favorite and you have a bad game, you get knocked unfairly, in my opinion.
Do you think Jackson Dart is a serious candidate?
I don't think Jackson's going to put up the stats.
He's not going to put up the stats, or they're also going to lose some games. Like,
yeah, but, like, to me, it's like, if you look at, like, a good Jackson Dart game's like 220 yards through the air. Like, he hits, like, you know, he hits, like, 17 of 22 for 222, and he adds like 60 yards on the ground. He's I think the kid's a winner, but like that's not how you win the Heisman. I wouldn't hate some Jalen Milroe. I can get plus 1600.
Really?
I wouldn't hate that because I think DeBoer's going to know how to use him better than Alabama did last year.
Fascinating.
Tim Murray took some on Nico. I don't hate that either.
Really? Well, I mean, you got wide open
offense, could be a playoff contender.
How about Cam Ward?
I just don't, it's not, this isn't a Cam Ward thing. It's just, I don't trust Mario Cristobal. Like that team's going to be disappointing.
By the way, the other college football story that we did not talk about this week, was from the media days where Mike Gundy.
Oh yeah,
this really goes back to the driving where Mike Gundy excused. I don't know the excuse. That's probably a little strong.
I mean, I just think just like JC, he basically just said, you know, he is without sin. Cast the first stone.
Right. Ollie Gordon obviously was, and in the comment he basically.
I've got the clip if you want it.
Oh, you have the clip. Let's play Mike Gundy on this. Yeah.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08 and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked it up and it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light because you make a lot of money to play football.
Here's the thing. It's funny. He's gotten murdered for saying those things. Mike Gundy has. And what's interesting is that a lot of us have said versions of the same thing.
We've said it on this show.
I have said before, I have, you know, driven while I was intoxicated 1,000 times. It wasn't 1,000 times, but when you say that, it's hyperbole, right? You know, in my youth, did I get in a car and drive while I was intoxicated with four beers or whatever else? Yes, 100%. And a lot, that is a common thing to say. Mike Gundy did not make it up. It's sort of a variation of what, there but for the grace of God go I. That, yes. You know, it's what all of us have said. Or a lot of us have said, doesn't, here's the difference though. A lot of us haven't said it in the context of justifying not disciplining someone who can help your team win games. You know what I mean?
Well, no, so, he said he was going to discipline him. He said he was going to give him the ball 50 times.
Right. He's going to get, so when you or I say it, it's like, hey, listen, don't do it. We all did it. It should, whatever, but we're not trying to justify. And therefore, I'm not going to pull my star running back who's going to absolutely help me win games. That, to me, is the key distinction. He is the disciplinarian. He's the rules maker. And he sounds like he is justifying. Again, it's who it's coming from and the context it's coming from. I actually don't think what he said, although it was kind of funny when he threw the four beers in there.
My favorite part was when he was looking up he was looking up what the legal limit was in different states. Yeah. Like, would it have been legal in another state? That was my favorite part.
But to me, that's where it went awry. I don't know if we're up to four or five. What are we up to? We're up to five. Let's do the last one.
Number five,
the Tennessee Titans signed Jamal Adams to a deal, obviously safety from Seattle. It's interesting. He has the reputation for being washed. He's only 28. He has had such incredible injuries that you think of him as being, you know, old and washed. And he obviously wasn't worth what Seattle gave up to get him from the Jets. Titans defensive coordinator was the Jets DB coach when he was at his zenith with the Jets. And the Titans, having lost, you know, they once upon had great safeties. Once upon a time, Kevin Byard and Kenny Vaccaro and Amari Hooker, who's still there but has been injured a lot too.
Yeah.
So they need safeties. I think it's a reasonable signing. To me, what the interesting thing is how, you know, we don't talk a lot of Titans on this show, but we have avid Titans fans who are listeners. They have had an incredibly active offseason. Only 54% of their starters, only of the starts last year, of all the starts across all the positions last year, only 54% are returning.
That's probably a good thing.
That's probably a good thing. And so you look at all the coming and going, you know, they add Calvin Ridley, they add Tyler Boyd, right? So the dramatically better receivers to the group they already have. Obviously, they add Tony Pollard. You know, no longer do they have the slam and, you know, the freight train running attack. They've got Tony Pollard. They beef up their offensive line with Latham, their first round pick. They sign Lloyd Cushenberry, the center. They bring in a new backup quarterback, Mason Rudolph. They take a flyer on Kenneth Murray, former first round pick of the Chargers, who has had an up and down career, but they needed linebackers.
Yep.
And let's be honest. Some of the best long snapping in the league now with Morgan Cox.
Some might say the best long snapping in the league.
Some might say the best. I have caught a long snap from Morgan Cox before. Indeed, Morgan Cox has long snapped the ball into the car, into the window of my moving vehicle back when I did the TV show. Mm-hmm. So elite, that team now is going to have elite long snapping. I guess my question is this. If you're a Titans fan, are you excited about all this? Like, well, that's a lot of coming and going, and they really, you know, they're not tanking. They're adding players. They are trying to be a credible outfit around Will Levis.
I think I would be excited about it because having watched that team last year, do you really want to say, hey, let's run it back? Like that, they're developing. Like, I mean, to me, the only issue with their roster is like I still don't believe in Levis. But I, if I'm a Titans fan,
the whole thing comes down to Will Levis, right?
Yeah.
It's the Will Levis year. And some of it is let's give Will Levis a chance.
Yeah.
Let's give him Calvin Ridley. Let's give him Tyler Boyd. And let's give him a better offensive line.
Yeah.
Let's see. And by the end of this year, I think you'll know.
To be clear, I'm fine if I'm wrong on Levis. Like, but I don't believe in him. But at the same time, I tip my cap to what the Titans have done. It's like, if they have no choice but to believe in him, give him a chance.
All right, we got to take a break. We've got Jim Whalen from the Gambling Clinic coming up next over at the University of Memphis. I've been fascinated with the impact of legalized on your phone gambling. What he has seen, he's been at this for decades now. What has the impact been? What has he witnessed? And it's something I've wanted to talk to him about for a long time. We'll talk to him coming up next. Then Drew Hill, who's been at Summer League. And then we'll talk some Memphis football. So we got a busy, busy show. I will remind you that over at O'Call, the semi-annual sale has begun. That's right. You wait. There's only two of these a year. One is for the fall and winter. One is for the spring and summer. So if you want incredibly fabulous summer wear, whether it's swimsuits, sports shirts, whatever it is, now is the time to get in to take advantage of the best prices of the year at O'Call. And by the way, the selection is better the sooner you get there. You got a lot of the summer left. Head on in. Take advantage of the best prices. Same beautiful clothes. Same incredibly helpful people. Only lower prices. It is the semi-annual sale. Underway now at O'Call. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright and Company. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. Jeffrey Wright with the best in sports media from David Cobb from CBS. Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian to DeMichael Cole from the Memphis Commercial Appeal.
If you're just someone who's interested in the Grizzlies, I think that's about as good of a summer league debut as you can hope for.
Tune in whenever you like on the free Odyssey app with Rewind technology. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
At Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got choices. You can get natural diamonds or lab-grown diamonds. Or you could go to the Bahamas, maybe Mexico, or how about a four-night cruise for two?
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. What's going on?
As part of the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale, with any purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a free vacation getaway for two.
That sounds like the RIJ way.
Save up to 40% off during the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers, going on now. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, free financing. See a store for complete details or online at rijewelers.com.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract with Wi-Fi equipment included. And for just $15 a month, add the new stream saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account, taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply, currently $56 a month. Plus Wi-Fi equipment, currently $15 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV and price subject to change.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 6-packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties are just $2.99 each with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk Is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash and Duff from Guns N' Roses, Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho, on Talk Is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
On the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jim Whalen, Dr. James Whalen, who is the founder and executive director of the Tennessee Institute for Gambling Education and Research over at the University of Memphis. And I've been trying to get him on for a little bit after we actually talked at a Valentine's party about the work that he's been doing for so long over there at the University of Memphis. And given the burst of gambling on all of our telephones, it seemed like a useful thing to do. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to talk to you.
So how did you, just by way of background, how did you get into this as your area of expertise and study and impact all these years ago?
It actually started with, I was directing our training clinic, and we had a gentleman come in, and this is before the lottery, but shortly after casinos opened in Tunica, presenting with depression. He said he was depressed, but his depression really centered on the ups and downs of his gambling experience. And we took a look at the literature, and we realized, one, that the literature just was fairly basic and didn't help us know how to best treat people. And then secondly, we were just not thinking about that there are probably gambling harms within our community. And so that's when we started the Institute to say, how do we get better research? And also we started the gambling clinic in order to provide people with an option for an empirically supported treatment.
So tell me just a little bit about both the Institute and the gambling clinic. How many folks are over there? It's a significant presence now over at the university. And honestly, it's an important part of the university. But so what, just roughly how many people are doing the work, or what does it look like?
Well, we actually, our impact's across the state now. We have 3 clinics, one here, and then a former student of mine is at ETSU. She has a clinic there, and recently last year we opened a clinic in Nashville. So we have 3 clinics, and across those clinics we have, I think, 15 therapists, as well as another, some of those therapists also do research, but we have another half dozen to dozen people who are on the research side of things. So we're closing in on 30 people, and what we're trying to do is, one, provide services to anybody in Tennessee that needs it, and we don't turn anyone away for an inability to pay, because most insurance, even if you have insurance, most insurance does not cover gambling problems. But in addition, we're trying to be a real leader across the U.S. and across the world in defining how best to understand the problem and to treat it.
Okay. And I was struck by this. When we started to have this on our telephones, what did you see a significant difference in the number of people having gambling problems or the type of people having gambling problems who would walk through your door? What has the impact been from your vantage of this new universe we're living in?
Oh, it's without a doubt. The numbers change, we had an increase. It's hard to figure that out because in some ways it's because we have more money to advertise and let people know we're here. But the big shift was, I would say the average age of our client was in the 40s to 50s, and they have been gambling for many years. And suddenly, 6 months after sports betting went live, we're seeing young men in particular, ages 25 to 35, many of them starting out in their life, first job or just got married. And in the 6-9 months since sports betting became legal in Tennessee, they were in debt and struggling. So we did see that huge shift. And I think it's hard to figure out what that shift's about. It's no doubt that appeal to men is because, I've known you for a long time. I've always read, I love reading about sports. And I think, I grew up looking at box scores, and many, many men do that. So it's something we feel like we know something about. It's just something that we're looking for excitement to engage in. But it also, it went from gambling being, back in before the early 90s, it was a trip you had to take. And then it became in the 90s a drive you had to make. And the sports wagering bill made it just a reach for the phone. And
it's
then finally, advertising.
Oh, go ahead. Keep going. Yeah.
Oh, what was the other thing? Finally, it's advertising. And it's not just the direct advertising by the operators. But it's an incessant mention of betting whenever, in any space you're in, related to sports. Watch TV, listen to the radio, pick up the newspaper. It's referenced constantly.
It's interesting to me that the gender is part of it. Before this, did you see a significant, going down to Tunica and gambling? Did you have a significant number of women who walked through your door? I imagine now it is skewed heavily towards men.
Yeah, we used to, I would say before the sports betting that we were probably 50-50 men and women. Since then, we've shifted to be about 65% men. We still have a lot of casino gamblers who reach out and contact us from across the state, but it's really shifted to particularly young men.
So are people predisposed to become obviously lots of people gamble and lots of people do it, as a happy diversion in their lives. Not many do it profitably. Some may even do it profitably. But most people who do it, I imagine, just like most people who drink, can drink successfully. Is there a predisposition to, is there a genetic component? Who has problems? Or can you predict who's going to have a problem? Or what have you learned about how many people or about the people who have problems?
Yeah, so I'll try to answer them consecutively. One is, most people can gamble, sports bet, and they have no problems at all. Well over 90, if not close to 95% of people. It's not an issue. Among that remaining 5%, 3 to 4 kind of have periodic problems or get themselves in a jam sometimes, or at least a kind of low-level problem all the time. And then they're 1 to 2% of the population will meet diagnostic criteria. And what predicts that? Yeah, it's like all mental health problems. There is an interface between your biology and your world, and then finally your psychology. The biology part of it, without a doubt, impulsivity plays a role. If there's any trait that's predictive, it's the tendency to be impulsive. Now, when we think about impulsive, we try to categorize it as someone's impulsive or they're not. Impulsivity is a continuum, and there are actually different elements of it that you guys probably don't want to hear about, but that is dispositional. Beyond that, when we start talking about the environment of people, we know that starting gambling at a young age, which oftentimes is tied to family involvement in gambling. In fact, many people who have problems started gambling before at an age that was younger than most people start drinking or smoking. So gambling starts oftentimes around age 13, and it's almost always with friends and family. The other elements to it is lots of people are struggling in the world. They're struggling with their life, whether that's because of transition, trauma, setbacks, boredom. And these sort of things lend us to trying to find ways to get out of them, to get away from them. Now, you can hop on a bicycle and ride 100 miles a day. That takes a lot of effort and time. You can get on an app, or you can drive down to a casino and disappear. There's no doubt my experience with sports betting is if a team I like, I don't need to bet. But if I'm watching a boring game, if you make a bet, it makes that game much more interesting. In fact, what we know is that when people bet on a game, they watch more of the game. They're less likely to tune it out. they're also, you know, what happens is when it looks like your primary bet on the outcome goes away, the live bet gives you a chance to sort of chase that loss and find ways to recover what you lose, and it keeps you excited. So betting is a way of being excited, engaged in something that requires very little energy on your part, just requires money.
Talking to Jim Whalen, the director, founder of the Gambling Clinic, and over at the University of Memphis, the Tennessee Institute for Gambling Education and Research. Do you bet, by the way?
Yeah, occasionally. Not very much.
Yeah. Just, and what's treatment look like? What's the level of success of treatment? And I guess within that question, is treatment purely like with alcohol, you know, it seems to be that most people seem to recommend, if you really have a problem, abstinence. Is there a, can you learn to gamble successfully and within reason and productively as opposed to problem gambling if you have a problem? I'm just curious what treatment looks like and what the results have been.
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the things, it's a myth that the only way to relieve yourself of an alcohol use problem is to abstain. What the research of decades and decades and millions of dollars have shown is that, yeah, about a third of the people really need to just stay away from it completely, and a third of the people can use it with some moderation and some rules in their life. The last third sort of intermittently control it, abstain, they go back and forth, and sometimes just has problems. And we're seeing exactly the same pattern among those with gambling problems. I think if abstinence is working for you, you should abstain. Can you control it? Can you moderate it? Yeah, you can. And you do that by building skills and building capacity, which leads to what we do in treatment. Our treatment, and by the way, I'm gambling neutral. If Gamblers Anonymous works for people, have at it. That's all great. But the way we approach it is somewhat different and is built on a tradition that is used historically in some other substance abuse areas. And that is, see the person as capable. See the person as functioning well in other parts of their life. And let's bring those skills and abilities from those other parts and bring it to bear on their gambling behavior. They may need some other supports. You know, for example, we know that people with ADHD sometimes struggle with functional problem solving, things like that. But it's really helping that person our treatment is about helping a person take a hard look at what their gambling is, evaluate its consistencies with their values in life, where they want to go in life, what their future wants to be like, and then helping them bring skills to bear so they control or stop their gambling, whatever they choose to do.
I am curious, one of the things that when Jeffrey and I talk about this, I don't gamble much. Jeffrey gambles more, although he said, told me yesterday he hasn't gambled in 3 months. So that with these apps, I think, and I don't want to speak for him, he makes the point, it's a little harder to get in trouble because you need to put the money in the apps. This isn't going down to your bookie who's going to say, I would like to place a bet for whatever, and then he comes and collects the money that you don't have and is threatens to break your leg. This is, I'm going to put money, I can't place the bet, but I can only bet money I have by definition. Is that not a break on problem gambling? I'm interested to see how you see that play out from the perspective of these younger men who are in debt or in trouble.
Yeah, you know how it's easy once you link your credit card or your bank account, and by the way, credit cards allow you to go to debt. As soon as you do that,
you can get money.
Slippery slope. Oh yeah, yeah.
You can get money you don't have. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So in fact, you know, going to your bookie or dealing with a bookie is much harder to do. You got to find a bookie. You got to trust a bookie. You got to get money to the bookie. I mean, there are a lot of steps in there. The truth is that if you want to gamble, you can gamble. If you need money, you can get money. And one of the things that happens is a person gets more and more in trouble with their gambling. They find themselves, one, hiding what their gambling is. Their amount. They don't tell others how much they lost. In fact, people have a bad memory for how much money they lost. They love how much they won, but they don't remember how much they lost. But you start slowly slipping into debt, and then you find ways to borrow money or steal money. Probably 10% of those people with a gambling problem will have taken money wrongly in order to gamble. So can you do that on the app? Sure, you can do that on the app.
When you see the issues that athletes have gotten into at Iowa, but Jonte Porter banned from the NBA and is now facing criminal problems, and it appears that he was, you know, deeply in debt and did this to, you know, to mollify the people who are after him. I take it none of this surprises you, and you look at them with empathy. I'm just interested in your perspective on what we're seeing across the world of sports.
Oh yeah, no, I think that sports, for a very long time, since the whole Pete Rose story, sports has said no, we're protecting our integrity by ignoring the gambling that's happening in front of us. And just look at league rules about athletes or members of the organization betting. The NFL, all the professional leagues, spent an enormous amount of money on the idea of protecting sports integrity. But the truth of the matter is they've got people who've got real problems, and they're not reaching out and offering these people ways to get help.
Do you do anything with the various teams at the University of Memphis in terms of gambling education? I'm sure they do their own education over there, the football program, the basketball program, whatever else. I'm curious whether you all at the Institute or the Gambling Clinic have been involved with them at all.
I'm always ready and willing to do it. It's hard to get people to pay attention to that. They mostly want to pretend that, I mean, the NCAA teaches their institutions that it's all under control. You know, just get the kids to watch this video, give them some education. The problem with education is, it's like sort of sex ed. What we learned about sex ed, it's great to tell your kid not to have sex or not to smoke dope if you wanted to go that direction until they do. Then once they do it, telling them to stop isn't going to work. When you have people who have problems, when you're people who are finding out that they can do it otherwise, telling them don't do it, that doesn't work. But we're here for the university. We're very busy, but we're here for the university or any university in Tennessee. We haven't had very much takers to date.
How do folks get in touch with you if they're interested in your work or if they have a problem or know someone who has a problem?
The easiest way is go to the website, and that's thegamblingclinic.com.
Jim, thanks very much. It's Dr. Jim Whalen from the University of Memphis. I really do appreciate having you on.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you. Take care, man.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. We got to take a break. When we come back, Drew Hill's in Las Vegas with the Grizzlies. We'll talk to him coming up next. And after that, we're going to talk a little a little Memphis football with Frank Bonner. It's Jeff Calkins Show on a Friday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Summer hoops coverage in Memphis is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.